Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's pretty much completely off-piste and talking a little bit about a subject that wearables, basically, and you're going to be like, what's that? And what I'm going to try and talk about is like the technology that's going to come around, you know, for the new year. Well, it's been around for ages anyway, but generally pops up every new year where people come up with these smart watches, even more so when they start measuring training, they're thinking about their fucking calories and all this malarkey. So I'm going to go through some of the benefits and maybe some of the things that you don't know. Hopefully it won't take up too much of your time, but I hope you find this very useful too. Polar's, I use Polar heart rate monitor, obviously for the right reasons, but a lot of the most common one that is probably used amongst gyms is your Apple Watch. And you know, the use of wearables and technology is pretty much at the top of the list for people going to the gym, especially like the digital age. And a lot of us, you know, want to take keep track of our routine and try to obtain information. But I do question what the fuck most people are tracking that information for and what it means to them. So I think for a lot of us, we track our calories burned. And we think, oh, if we track that, we've done 500 calories, we've ticked off something for the day or we're on track. Now, whilst there's some sort of validation in that, it's not completely accurate. And I think going back to the whole cliche of doing the same things, expect the same result, a lot of people do this coming to the new year. I hate the whole new year thing, but the kind of like stigma around it. But we look at these heart rate monitors and we use these measurements. We think, oh, I've burnt 500 calories today. I've done 350 or whatever it might be. And we think, oh, really, really good workout. But the whole point of these heart rate monitors relates back to a little bit of like zone, or not a little bit, quite a lot of zone training and having different heart rate zones for your training and what that means. And I don't think a lot of us know what that means. So a formula that you use to find your maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. That would give you your maximum heart rate. And then there's percentages based off that, right? So how you can get the most out of your training, actually not focus on the calories. Remember, doing things for the wrong reasons that we've been speaking about. Don't look at training as, I need to go burn calories. Actually, go to training with the intent of getting the stimulus or the outcome. Whether that is that you do CrossFit, whether that is you do bodybuilding, whether that is you do whatever type of interval-based, cardio-based training, whatever you do, there's going to be a level of intensity that you're required. So, for example, if your day training, and I'll relate this to the guys, you know, who come to CrossFit Harrow. Tuesday tends to be like our aerobic day, and that's like our building an engine day. That tends to be like our zone two. Now, zone two is about 60-70% of your heart rate. Conversational, little bit, you know, of an effort, but not that you're completely out of breath. You can continue moving for that period of time. However, the unfortunate thing is that a lot of us in the interval training base, high interval base training, CrossFit, F45, HYROX, blah, blah, blah. We actually only have one gear, and that is just fucking go. So if we can understand these different zones, then you're probably going to get a lot more out of your training because you can then understand what the intensity is or what the ideal stimulus to get out of your training. If you've got, for those of you in the CrossFit space, if you're doing a workout that is 15 or 18 minutes long, it's very unlikely that you can hold 80 to 90% of your heart rate through that time. It's hard to do that. You need to be able to push back lactate for a long time. So you're probably going to be like around that zone three stuff. You're going to work it's going to be hard, but it's going to be a moderate pace. You might pick up a little bit more and go zone four a little bit closer towards the end, but majority of your workout should be spent around that zone three. On the flip side, I mean, the easiest example would be something very you know, light and easy, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, one continuous flow, row, run, ski, whatever that might be, and you're going to be pretty much zone two. The zone four, five stuff, mainly zone five, you shouldn't spend that much time here. It's like, there is a lot of research actually to say that it can be quite dangerous, that zone five. That is your maximum effort. That is your heart and your blood and your respiratory system. They're working to like maximal capacity. So you can imagine that you don't want that to happen too often throughout a training session, because you're just like a million miles an hour. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing every single time, because there is going to be a need, and there's going to be, you know, there are going to be times where you have to do that. But the lactic acid is going to build up in your blood after quite a few minutes, if not seconds, and you're not going to be able to continue at that intensity. And if you find you're that person that you're in your workout, you've it's gone 3-2-1, boom, you fucked it, and you're 100% your heart rate. You're 3 minutes in, you think, shit, I've still got like another 7-8 minutes, and you're looking at your watch, and your BPM is like 170, 180, 190, like, and then you just find yourself just slowly falling off the workout, and the workout progressively gets harder. You're not getting what you need out of that workout. By the end of it, you know, whether it be 300 or 500 calories, you're just completely fucked, and you just find the rest of the week, if you have that attitude towards training, your rest of the session, they're hard. You know, if you're just starting out training, you might not purposely get to this. It's the lack of maybe understanding or knowledge towards it. But for those who've been training for a while, if you can monitor that, you know, if you're looking at 3 minutes of hard work, like a 400 meter run, that could be around the two minute, something like that, depending on obviously your speed. But that's going to be expected of, you know, a zone four, possibly moving into the zone five. But a 100 meter sprint, that's going to be your absolute full pelt. You go for it. Whilst the marathon, a long distance run is going to be mainly spending a lot of time, depending on your fitness levels, obviously, but we're not talking elite here. We're talking everyday person. You want to be at 60, 70%, which is going to be your zone two. So I'm going to go through the different zones with you, and then I want you to start thinking about training. I'll try and give you real life examples. So heart rate zone one is pretty much half of that. Of that maximum heart rate, pretty much, and it's very low intensity. Generally, this helps boost recovery, and this is where we talk about, and especially in the CrossFit world, this active recovery day. Now, I've got a bit of an opinion of that, but unless you know your zones and your gears, you're not going to be recovering, because you might be working too hard. You need to be able to control your heart rate throughout the whole time, okay? And it requires discipline, and even zone two requires discipline. So. You know, on an RPE scale of 1 to 10, 1 being easy, 10 being difficult, that should really be like ones and twos. Like, you've just kind of got out of bed. It's easy. You can do it with your eyes shut. Which moves us into zone two. So we're talking about 60, 70% of our heart rate. Now, you should be able to feel like you can go on for a long time. Okay. This will generally improve your endurance and give you a a bit of an aerobic capacity, a bit of a baseline. Without getting too technical, your body will be better at oxidizing and burning fat. So if especially in the bodybuilding space, like, you know, this is where the whole like doing an hour's worth of cardio and stuff, because the guys and girls who were packing on size and they needed to drop body fat, they would do something called LISS. So it's low intensity steady state cardio, and that is their zone two stuff. Now in the CrossFit space, that could be something around the 20 minute mark. That could be a long distance run, row, walk, but it's generally not necessarily for a time. Like, you're not trying to compete with anything. You're just trying to be disciplined in staying in that space. Now, I think a lot of us also don't have the discipline to do that, because we feel like workouts should be harder, and if they're hard, then we've done our job. But actually, zone two work has a lot of benefits and plays a very important part in your exercise program. Whatever it is that you do, if you can stay disciplined to understand the zones, especially zone two, and you can try and get in one zone two, or a workout comes out that you're at your box, whether it be CrossFit Arrow or you're listening from another box, and you can do that, and there's whatever the long distance, try and stick in that zone two. When you're looking at that heart rate monitor, when you're looking at your Apple Watch, when you're looking at your phone and the apps open, whatever it is that you're looking at, try and stay between that 60-70% of your heart rate and know that you're in zone two, because you will become a lot fitter overall and build that capacity, as well as the whole burning fat thing. But that's not the reason that you do it. You're doing it because you're understanding what the workout is and you're able to repeat what you're doing. Zone three now, we're talking about 70-80% of your heart rate. Now, you'll find that this zone is like where lactic acid starts building up a little bit. Training in this heart rate zone can make give you a bit of a start to build like thresholds, and zone three is also a very good zone to be in. Not, as I said, not every day has to be 100 miles an hour, but this is certainly something that you finish that workout and you go, yeah, that feels great. I'm recovered, and I could go again. You could probably do another two or three rounds. That's something, you know, as an example, that's something that you want to be in that. A lot of us, if you do wear your heart rate monitors and you look at those back, once you've got over your zone five and completely fucked it, gone out too hot, and you start settling, there might be an element of you recovering and going into that zone two, but then I think, just for experience, you generally pick up and go back into like the lower zone three stage. You tend to stay in there, and then if not, dive off and go a little below or uncomplete it. But most training, I think it hovers around that zone three, if it's done properly. And don't get me wrong, there are valid reasons as to why you would be in zone four and you would be in zone five. But I think if you, on average, if you look at it, a lot of it will be in zone three, if you're in control. Zone four is something where it really gets tough. You are breathing really, really hard. It is very aerobic, task-based. You'll improve endurance with this. Your body can start to withstand a little bit more high levels of lactic acid. This is where you'll start using carbohydrates for energy. And you'll use this in a lot of your CrossFit workouts to, sub-maximal. It's just a little bit underneath where you've got that extra gear if you need it. And workouts like this is most of you will do this zone four stuff. If you're in a 15 minute AMRAP, it might be the last, 3 minutes that you might go into this, or along those lines, give or take. Don't penalize me for not being completely accurate. But you don't have the energy to go completely 100% of your heart rate max. So you've got that little gear where you can push a little bit more. That's also a very good gear to go in. So when you're looking at your heart rate monitor, it's all depending on that task that you have. Something that is zone, something that would get you in zone four is probably going to be something like a 9 to 10 minute, 8 minute kind of workout stuff. I'm not talking about the strength work. You know, there's elements of strength that will take you into like heart rate zone, five in terms of your one rep max and stuff like that. But we're talking about like the interval base, the cardio base, the kind of AMRAPs, EMOMs, all those kind of things. So around that mark will give you even kind of the kind of 6 minute mark that will give you sub-maximal heart rate. The zone five is, like we said, the lactic acid just build up is so fast, and it's 90 to 100% of your heart rate. You don't want to be in it. Most of us can't sustain it for too long. But in theory, like, you know, if you can if you can push off lactic acid, which it builds up in your bloodstream, you can put that off for so long. You can do work for a long time, and that's why zone two is important, because you build that engine, you build that, you almost add, I kind of explain it to people that if you have a car, right, if you drive them and you drive sensibly and you brake with appropriate timing, appropriate pressure, your tires are pumped up, all those things, you'll get more miles per hour out of your car. And that's essentially what zone two does. If you do it properly, zone two will build and add to your kind of wheelhouse. Whilst if you're driving around erratically, you're literally just burning fuel, petrol goes down. Imagine you just filled up a tank and you're driving around in zone five, right? So you're going 100 miles an hour. That tank's not going to last very long. It's going to run out very, very quickly, okay? Whilst if you understand these different zones and you know the task ahead, you can also, in a way, manipulate your training because you know when you can push, you know when you need to hold. But zone two has its purposes to build that engine and gives you a bigger capacity, bigger engine. So this technology that's going to be coming on a lot of people's wrists for the new year, and you're going to be stopping and starting your workout and you're measuring it and blah, blah, blah. It goes with, I wouldn't necessarily worry about what you're burning, because turning up to the gym is something that you're able to do. You've demonstrated that for a very, very long time. And if you can understand these different zones through your training, and you can apply those, I would concentrate more and spend more time in getting you to eat the right amount of food for your body and for the task ahead. If you have an aesthetic result, if you have an aesthetic goal, really, or even a performance goal, you need to use food as fuel. And I think we all live in a bit of a fantasy land where, you know, we want foods, different foods all the time, and it's presented on the plate, you know, as if you're in a Michelin star restaurant. The reality is that you haven't got the fucking time for that. And unless you go to culinary school and you learn how to plate up properly and all these things, you're not going to be able to do that. So it's my point that I'm getting to is that concentrate on having the right amount of foods that your body needs. But it's very common that you're going to eat very similar stuff all the time, because why do you want so many variables that can, you know, food can obviously change how you feel. Food can change your mood. Food does a lot of things for you. So you want less variables with that, right? So have a staple, you know, few things. If you pick protein and it's, you know, you might have chicken, beef and lamb. I don't know what it is that you want to eat. But those are your three things, and you spend time moving through. So every day is slightly different. Your carbohydrates, one day could be rice, one day could be pasta, one day could be whatever you wanted to get your carbohydrates from, okay? And then you change, chop and change around that. But don't spend so much time looking at your wrist. If your coaches are on hand, they will also, and this is any gym, they'll explain those zones to you. And your workouts that you do, think anything long distance, right? Anything that is generally like 15, 20 minutes plus is going to be the zone two attitude. And you can build on that pace the further you go in. What I think, especially in the CrossFit space, a lot of us, what we do is we start so fast that we start to slow down. But in order to get the very best out of your workout, in order to get the very best out of your energy systems, in order to get the very best for your body to adapt to change, if you can get better as your workout goes on, you're going to utilize energy systems and you're going to be able to burn fat whilst you're resting and all those things that come out in the internet. You're going to be able to recover better. You're going to be able to output more. You're going to have more energy. I can't even articulate what I want to say. You will be in a better position if you can do that. If you just go in 100 miles an hour, it's short-lived. And that's maybe, I want to ask you this question, that's maybe why you might feel you're at a standstill with your training, because you can't get anything more out of it, because you're not willing to compromise on the fact that you want to stop looking at the calories you burn and actually looking at the output that you, in terms of zones of how you should be working. So if you are someone that wears the wearables on your wrist, focus more on the task ahead, okay, of what zone could I be in, should I be in, and then what foods are going to support my training. So I always recommend to people, and for those who, you know, the people that have worked with me in terms of nutrition, they can vouch for this because I go through the same principles with them. I encourage people to have four balanced meals. It helps people spread out their foods every day, and it also, hormonally, everything's balanced within your meal. So you're not overloading on carbohydrates in one meal, and you're not having too much protein, because obviously that's bad also too for your internal system, kidney, liver, all those things. It's not great to overload with those things, okay? Insulin release, all those. So if you can have four balanced meals of roughly, give or take, you know, you've got to have some little flexibility. You've got to be semi-accurate with these things. If you're on a some sort of food plan and it says, you know, 60 grams of rice and you have 62, don't worry, it's not those 2 grams. You want to have fun with this, right? But you have to have those four balanced meals, and that will help you distribute energy over the course of the day. And you'll be able to, if you take on this feedback of understanding those zones, you'll be able to get a lot more out of your training, and in turn, you'll have more of an aesthetic result from it. So the zone five example is something, zone two example is something like 15, 20 minutes, the longer durations. Zone three is going to be somewhere where you're maybe going to work for around that 12 to 15 minutes. Zone four is going to be less than that. We said 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere around that. And zone five is probably not going to be more than 3 to 4 at most minutes of work, completely at most. Most of the CrossFit workouts that you guys do will be around that zone three, kind of low zone four stage, but mainly zone three. There's obviously the zone two long distance, so long zone, the zone two long distance stuff. So play around with it. If you're going to look at your heart rate monitor, look at that and what the different zones you're going to be in. Don't get too fixed on it. My point is, okay, so let's keep it nice and simple. My point is, if you're going to be working for 10, 12, 15 plus minutes, can you give 100% of, yes, effort you can, but of energy? No, you have to distribute that energy over that time. And if you don't learn how to do that, you're gonna fall short of the optimum result that you could have had from that. That was my message that I wanted to get over to you today. So I probably went back and forth quite a little bit. But focus on those things because they will have a very, 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 very big impact in your training. And if you apply those principles of knowing those zones and giving that, understanding those workouts that you're doing and what zones you should be in, as well as 4 balanced meals and the right amount of nutrients for your body and not under eating and not overeating, I promise you will be in a much, much, much better position. If you need more help with it, just email us, send us a message, ask if you need help, you know, shout that you need help. We're happy to help. But you'll be in a much better place. Until next time.